You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
When blasted, Sarah Kane's first play opened in London in 1995. One critic called it a disgusting feast of filth. But by the time the playwright died just 4 years later, at the age of 28, the play had come to be recognized as a modern classic. Now, Soho Rep is presenting the New York premiere of Blasted in a searing production directed by Soho Rep's artistic director, Sarah Benson, and starring Reed Birney, Maren Ireland, and Louis Kenselme. Its run has just been extended for 6 extra weeks, and I'm pleased to welcome both Ms. Benson and Mr. Birney to the show today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sarah, why has it taken so long, 13 years for this play to get a New York production?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think there's lots of reasons. It's definitely not like everybody's crowd pleaser. So, you know, I think...
Well, you have more people coming to see it every night than you can handle.
It's true. That's true. So I think, the fact is people have been dying to see the play. And, we've certainly been shocked by the outpouring of responses we've had from everyone. So, yeah.
Well, you came here to New York to go to school, and you thought you were going to go back to England, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So how did you wind up taking over as artistic director of Soho Rep? And when you did you think, I think I'm going to want to do Blasted somewhere down the line?
Well,
cause a stir.
I'd read Blasted when I was at school, when I was like 18, 19, and was just blown away by it and all of Sarah's plays as they, I read them as they happened. I came over here on a Fulbright and to go to Brooklyn College and planned to go right back to London afterwards. But part of the fellowship was working with a theatre in the city, and I was recommended by several people to Soho Rep, given my tastes and interests. And I got hooked. I was asked to run one of our programs, the Writer-Director Lab, and then my predecessor resigned, and I threw my hat in the ring, and here we are. Pretty soon after I was hired, I reread a bunch of plays that I loved, and Blasted was, is right up there as one of my all-time favorite plays. And pretty soon after that, I was working on a workshop with Marin, and we got talking about Blasted and how we had to make it happen here. And then shortly after that, I was over in London and met with Simon Kane, Sarah's brother.
One of the reasons it's taken so long to come over is Sarah's brother Simon, who has been with us all through this process, has been very careful about who got to do it. He felt very strongly that the New York premiere needed to be just right.
Because this could be a very sensationalized thing.
And could be very bad. Mm-hmm. So he was very careful about who he said yes to. He knew Marin, because Marin had done Sarah Kane's last play, 448 Psychosis, in the American tour. So he liked Marin. Marin reminds him of Sarah Kane. So Marin sort of engineered the meeting of Sarah Benson, and he had a good feeling about it.
And how did you wind up getting into this production?
I got in it because Marin, Sarah asked Marin who she would feel safe being in the play with.
And that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
huge.
This is a play where the actors are incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't trust each other, that could be a serious problem.
It really could be. And all three of us, Louis, Kenchelmi, and Marin and I, are very sympathetic.
I understand that you had to drop out of another play in order to... stay through the extension of this run.
I did. It's a wonderful problem and an unprecedented problem in my career. I had to drop out of Stephen Belber's Geometry of Fire, which is going to be done at the Rattlestick. It's a wonderful play that I had done several years ago at New York Stage and Film at Vassar, and very excited to do it again in New York, and had been in rehearsal for a week when this extension happened, and so they were terrific, and they've replaced me with Jeff DeMunn, who's fantastic, so it's all's well that ends well.
Are you specializing in playing Brits? You were Tony Blair and Stuff Happens?
I was Tony Blair, but that's very different from me in this. I do like playing Brits a lot. When I was playing Tony Blair after the show one day in the lobby, a British couple stopped me and said, where did you get that fantastic accent? And I said, I misspent youth listening to the My Fair Lady record, I think.
Well, what did you think when you read this script? This is really an incredibly difficult part.
I was terrified when I read the script, and my first response was, I cannot do this play. Page three had me stripping down naked, and then it got worse from there, and I just thought, I think those days are gone for me that I'm going to be naked on a stage in New York. And then the fact that it scared me so much made me feel like that was the reason I had to do it.
You play Ian, a middle-aged journalist, and we first meet him as he's entering a hotel room in Leeds with a young woman, played by Marin Ireland. They're there for a tryst that looks like it's rather uncomfortable. And we kind of understand a lot about the characters without even hearing very much. But he's drinking gin, smoking, even though he has his hacking cough, and very soon we discover that he has lung cancer and
right.
he doesn't have all that much to live. Did you see him as a man who's in both physical and spiritual pain?
I think I find him heartbreaking, honestly. As cruel and brutal and horrifying as he can be, I think he is so scared and desperate. I think all the characters in the play are scared.
Well, you have to strike this balance because he is insensitive, and he's a misogynist, he's homophobic, he's a racist, and yet we recognize the humanity in this character.
Well, I think that's Sarah Benson's and also Sarah
well, her
Kane's,
direction and Sarah
yeah,
Kane's
it's
place
the, it's
there
the genius.
In the script.
It's so clear from the reading, and I think that's part of what makes the brutality not as shocking as people might think it is. I think it becomes quite understandable and heartbreaking.
Is this about shifting power, do you think? Shifting power relationships?
Yeah, I mean, I think the relationship between Ian and Kate is about extreme power imbalance. And I think Kane's definitely talking about, you know, starting with this relationship, but talking about that in the wider world as well, and sort of linking that with global events. And how these things happen. So I think it is. I mean, these two people come into a hotel room, and one of the first things that becomes really apparent is that there's this wild power imbalance.
Well, she's much younger than Ian. She's somewhat slow mentally. She suffers from seizures. Yet he doesn't totally overpower. I mean, he seems to have affection for her.
Yeah, and I think he's very charming and funny. I mean, that was something that was really important to me when I was first thinking about the play, and I think Reed's brilliant.
Well, but in directing it, you had to think about how this play shifts gears. It starts out as a relatively realistic play, and then halfway through it, a soldier enters, and suddenly we're in a war zone. Is it true that Sarah Kane was influenced by reports of atrocities of the war in Bosnia when she was thinking about this?
Yeah, I think that that's true. I think she started out writing a play about two people in a hotel room, and then she was, you know, the Bosnian conflict was going on at the time, and I think, you know, she turned on the TV and saw what was happening and was like, this is what I want to be writing about. And then, you know, and that was the amazing thing, I think, that she found the she put these two things together.
Although it doesn't, no reference to Bosnia, and we can just as easily, I know, I thought, gee, this could have been written yesterday instead of 1995.
Absolutely.
With implications to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
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 And to,
so many
civil wars.
Yeah.
Now, the Soho Rep is a small theater, and you have this incredible set thing that goes on. It must have been very expensive.
I mean, Louisa Thompson.
There's an explosion, and the whole set changes.
Yeah. Louisa Thompson, the designer, the set designer, had worked in the space before. And so I think she really understood how to use the intimacy of the space and to make that an asset to the production and to really kind of convey, you know, I think how war happens incredibly suddenly and just tears people's lives apart. And I think that without giving away what happens to the set, for people who haven't seen it, but I think that very abrupt shift really kind of conveys the play breaking apart and these people's lives falling apart.
I'm talking with Sarah Benson, who is the artistic director of the Soho Rep and also the director of a new production, the New York premiere production of Blasted, which stars Reed Birney, also here, Marin Ireland, and Louis Cancelmi. Despite the fact that it is at times difficult to watch because mm-hmm. it does have all sorts of, it has violence and other things, and I'm sure it's draining for the actors and at times, I think, rather difficult for the audience. It's just amazing how effective it is. And what do you think that people actually should go away from this thinking? You know, is this a very bleak story ultimately, do you think, Sarah?
I mean, I think everyone's going to go away with their own very personal take on the play. I find it hopeful. Ultimately, I think, you know, especially compared to Kane's later work, I think that this play is really about love and about the connections that exist between people.
But unlike other plays with yeah. violence, like The Lieutenant of Inishmore,
yeah.
Inishmore, they which had humor as a safety valve. There's mm-hmm. no safety valve here.
No, I think she really wants to take us through as close an approximation to what the experience of being brutalized by a war would be. And I don't imagine there's much funny that goes on in that actual experience.
Although, there is a lot of humor in the play.
There is a lot of humor, but it's very dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark, but I find it very hopeful, too. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful play.
Isn't it difficult to see a play that has this much despair, even if it ends up hopeful at the end, and ignore the fact that Sarah Kane killed herself just 4 years later? I mean, it's amazing, first of all, that she wrote five more plays as well. So she had six plays altogether in this very, very brief lifetime. But while I was watching it, I was thinking, well, yeah, she killed herself.
I think it's hard to separate that. And ultimately, I don't know that it's important or not. I mean, certainly, if you know it, you watch the play with that awareness. But if anything, I just think it adds a wonderful resonance to the play.
Her last play, 448 Psychosis, was produced at BAM in St. Anne's Warehouse a few years ago. Do you think that with the success of this production that we might see the other plays?
I hope so. I mean, I think, yeah, I'd love to see all of them in New York. I think they need to be here. And people, I mean, this has definitely shown there's a huge appetite for Sarah's work here, so I hope so.
Well, this, as I said, this production has been sold out, and you extended the run for 2 weeks, now 6 weeks, right, until December 21st.
Yeah.
But will that be it? Is there any chance of a further extension or moving it to a larger theater?
I mean, we can't further extend it at Soho Rep, but yeah, I mean, if someone else wants to, you know, we need someone external to come in. And
well, Soho Rep is such an intimate theater, and that adds to the power of this.
I think that's part of the experience.
You think this would work in a larger house?
I think it would have to be a very special theater, you know,
yeah.
Just because of the configuration of the Soho Rep. I can't think of another theater that's laid out the same way. So the set would have to be reconceived.
Yeah.
And that's not to say it couldn't be wonderful. But I think part of the experience also is it's such a tiny space, and you're so trapped in that theater.
You're in that hotel room
there. And I think that's part of the magic of the play.
Well, it definitely is powerful. But be forewarned. What did one critic who raved about it say? He said, don't eat dinner before you go.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you eat dinner before you
go. Yeah, I'm not
on
sure you want to eat dinner afterwards either.
Just one more thing, Sarah, because I'm sure you've thought a lot about this. This is a play that has – this is by a very young playwright, and yet we have all these references to theater that preceded Shakespeare, Greek tragedy. Also, Beckett, you know.
Yeah.
You can't help but think about Winnie and Happy Days mm-hmm. at the end of this play. Did those references affect you the way you were directing this?
I mean, I read a huge amount in preparation for doing the play, obviously. And I think in this play, perhaps because it's her first play, those references are really clear. You know, I think they become more more integrated in later plays, and I kind of love the fact that everything's very transparent in the play, that you see, you know, you kind of, it starts out as like Ibsen and becomes Beckett by the end, and you kind of move through all these eras of theater history as well.
And yet, yeah. Reed, you play the whole part in totally realistic fashion.
I wouldn't know how else to do it, honestly. You know, I think one of the things that's brilliant about the play is because it starts out realistically, the audience develops an emotional connection to the character. So when it becomes more absurdist and Beckettian, unlike a lot of people's experiences watching Beckett plays where the characters are iconic and you're watching it more intellectually, I think it's a very interesting phenomenon that you're watching kind of a Beckett play with a very deep emotional connection to these characters, which is unusual and thrilling.
Soho Rep is at 46 Walker Street. It's called Tribeca. We could also call it Chinatown. Because it's between, what is it, right?
It's between Broadway and Church, the theater.
And if anyone in our audience wants to know more, they can go to our show page at WNYC.org. They'll even find a link to how they can buy tickets for Blasted. My great thanks to the two of you for being with us to talk about what has to be one of the most important theatrical events in New York this season. And it's that little Soho Rep. You have to be very proud of what you've done here, Sarah. Sarah Benson, who's the artistic director of Soho Rep, and Reed Birney, who is the star, along with Marin Ireland and Louis Concelmi, of this production of Blasted, the first in the United States. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.